So we continue with our bracha. We've just said, V'lo Deinish Sayon, don't let us fall into the hands of temptation. And then we say straight afterwards, V'lo Dei Bizayon, and don't let us become disgraced. And it's not just that they rhyme. There's something very deep here as well. When we fail our Nisyonos, it's a disgrace for us. Why? Others were faced with the same temptations and did overcome them. And we didn't. What does that mean, really? It's not just that there are times where we can disgrace ourselves, do things that are beneath our stature, make a fool of ourselves in public because we're not able to be omed bin asayon. We react to someone in a way that perhaps is beneath us, in a way that we shouldn't. But much more than that, it's really about olam haba. When the time comes for us to give a din v'cheshbon of our lives, everything is going to be scrutinized by the Beis Din Shel Ma'ala. In fact, Rabbi Elie Lapian says that who are the judges of the Beis Din Shel Ma'ala? It's the tzaddikim who lived in our times. Might even include our parents, it might even include our rebbeim, our teachers. They sit and listen to the detail of all the averus that we've done. No matter how cleverly we hid them in our lives, after we pass away, the box is opened. It's unlocked. Everything is clear. There's no way of concealing anything. For those neshamas, people in our generation also face the same challenges as us, but they overcame them. That's the ultimate shame. We say it in davening, v'lo nevesh, lo nekolim, lo olam v'od. What does that mean? When we're young, perhaps we're taught that Gehenna is a burning fire. Depending where you're brought up, maybe they beat you with iron rods as well. It's very clear from the Svarim, the burning pain of Gehenna is the shame that we feel. If we think about it for a minute, most of the pain that we feel in our lives is emotional rather than physical anyway. Emotional pain is far more challenging than physical pain. And the burning sensation of Gehenna is the shame that we feel when we come to be confronted by the truth. And we know that we've done things that are beneath us, that we shouldn't have done, that we could have avoided. Things that were destructive. Having to live with that shame where there's nowhere else to run to, where there's nowhere to hide, is the most awful experience. It's hell. It's Gehenna. A realization of that in this world can put it all straight. Because when we do tshuva, we rewrite history. The averus never existed. In fact, the averus can be converted into mitzvahs if they're the impetus for us to grow. By focusing on lowly day bizayon, what it must be like to be shamed in public, what it must be like to be shamed in shamayim, to stand in front of Hashem, to realize that we've fallen short, not in areas where we never could have passed the test, but in areas where we could have done, where we did less than we would have expected of ourselves, because we kind of just were too lax, we just allowed ourselves, we fell into bad habits. That's the eternal pain and shame of Gehenna, the lowly day bizayon. Thinking about it right now is an amazing thing to do, because it can provide us with the impetus to correct, to grow, to change our ways. We ask Hashem for the help to do that comes with that realization.